The Department of Education today released new rules that will affect how public schools test students with the most severe learning disabilities. At issue are alternative assessments, tests specially designed for students who cannot take the same exams as other kids. The new regulations allow schools to use a certain number of those alternative tests to meet performance goals set by a new federal law. The rules have been eagerly awaited by educators who were worried about the new federal guidelines, which require schools to raise test scores for all students. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The administration's No Child Left Behind Act imposes sanctions on failing school districts, so schools have been wondering, how do we test children with severe cognitive impairments, like Down syndrome, and still show the annual improvement in scores demanded by the law? Secretary of Education Rod Page says these new rules explain how.
This regulation will allow students who are tested using alternative assessments to be counted as proficient if they score proficient, as long as this doesn't constitute more than 1% of the total population.
That means scores from 1% of all kids in a district or in the entire state can be put in a separate category. Schools will have to show that severely disabled kids are improving, just like other students, but they'll be measured according to their own abilities. Secretary Page says this will bring the same high expectations to all students.
First place, all students must be tested. Special ed kids must be tested. So we believe that requiring them to be tested means that they will be attended to.
The Department of Education spent months coming up with the formula that decided schools can carve out 1% of their scores. Some districts are concerned about that 1% cap, especially systems that are known as special ed magnets. They have a higher percentage of severely disabled kids, perhaps because they're near a hospital center or because they offer great special ed services. Patty Sullivan of the Council of Chief State School Officers says administrators support the 1% cap, but they lobbied for a safety valve.
Such that if a state does have a higher concentration of students within this category, that they can appeal to the federal government to include more than 1% of the scores.
The rules help clarify how to assess the progress of the most severely disabled students, but special educators say they face a much greater challenge with students who don't quite fit into that category. Pat Addison is head of special education in Fairfax County, Virginia.
And these are students who don't have significant cognitive disabilities. They don't really meet the requirements of an alternate type of an assessment. However, they're unable to demonstrate what they know on the state assessment standards of learning tests.
It's these kids special educators are most worried about, and educators are hoping that No Child Left Behind will put new pressure on school systems to devote more resources to those kids in the middle who don't qualify for special assessments but struggle with regular exams. James Wendorf of the National Center on Learning Disabilities says the system often fails those kids.
The vast majority of children with learning disabilities need to be assessed in the same way as their classmates. And too many of those children right now are crashing and burning. They're not achieving at those levels. And so the schools have to redouble their efforts.
The key to the success of these rules may lie elsewhere. Congress has been unable to pass a reauthorization of the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, the federal law governing education of kids with all sorts of disabilities, and that's partly because of a dispute over funding. When that law was first passed in 1975, Congress promised the federal government would cover 40% of special ed costs. Right now, that share is around 15%. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.